Hey, folks, welcome back to Armor of God Catholic Radio Network. This is Tom McNew, and we are rejoined with Dr. Bausch and Amberly Russell from the Holy Cross Institute here at St. Edward's University in the wonderful city of Austin, Texas. And I appreciate y'all coming back and finishing up our conversation. We started last week and really kind of dove into the construct of Holy Cross Institute here at St. Edward's. And so I want to kind of hit, continue our conversation and talk about the things that you've got coming up here in the very near future. And folks, if you missed part of last week's episode, you can always go back and pick it up on our website, armorofgodradio.com. As I was prepping for this and I was digging through your website, and Amberly mentioned it a little bit last week, this idea of convocation. So let's kind of dig into this. What was the genesis of it, and what is it designed to do?
Well, thank you for those questions. There's so much to convocation. Where to begin? Convocation, it's a three-day event. It takes place here at St. Edward's University, and it's sort of a magnet for Holy Cross educators from across the country and around the world. In addition to St. Edward's, there are 25 other high schools, colleges, or universities that are Holy Cross, and literally each one of them sends typically a team of Holy Cross educators to Austin for these 3 days of convocation.
Wow.
Yeah. And so what we do for our part is we spend the better part of a year preparing in terms of lining up dynamic keynote speakers.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some of the top voices and top leaders in Holy Cross every year who give not only updates, but really inspirational talks, you know, about ministry and teaching. We have workshops in which we take those who have come to learn. They become the teachers, because most of them are, in fact, in their own school, college, or university, expert teachers, master teachers, as it were. So there's amazing workshops. We, of course, we pray together. We have morning prayer. We have mass together. We have fellowship. We have some great meals together. And there is something I sometimes think of it as the whole greater than the sum of the parts. There's just something about convocation, because increasingly we have friends from Bangladesh, from Uganda, from France, where Holy Cross started.
Yeah.
It's a little paradoxical that the cradle of Holy Cross, which is France, is sending a delegation of Holy Cross educators, over 20, to be here for convocation and to be enriched in Holy Cross.
Yeah.
So it is that kind of community, and it is that fellowship that I think that means so much to people. There's a lot of conversation that happens on the side, and people are able to connect in new ways with new people. And from there, they build important plans, you know, and maybe collaborations or new projects. So it's a very dynamic time. And we've already talked about how the providence of God and the work of the Holy Spirit is so central to everything we do, especially at convocation.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure. How many folks are you expecting to attend? Do you have any ideas right now, or?
We have about over 300 usually who come.
Wow.
From all over the world.
Wow.
All over the United States and the world. It's a beautiful, it's a really beautiful experience, especially during our keynotes and plenary sessions where we're in a big auditorium and you have people from France and Brazil, and you have, it's like being at the United Nations.
Okay.
It is really neat. It really is, because we have interpreters that come, and so they have their headsets on, they're speaking French the headsets, and it really feels like you're at the UN. It is so international and just a really beautiful conglomerate of Holy Cross.
Watching all those different cultures mix and mingle and interact with each other has to be kind of an amazing experience, just to watch, but then also to participate as well.
It is truly amazing.
Yeah.
It is truly amazing. And you know, for many of these people, it's something they couldn't have comprehended, you know, because that's what travel does, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in working across cultures, it kind of opens you up in ways that you couldn't have even comprehended. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, the bottom line is, in the end of the day, they say, and we're both Catholic.
Mm.
We're both Holy Cross.
Yeah.
We share this very, very profound commitment, you know, to, in this case, you know, Catholic education, mm-hmm. and we share so much. And we have so much to learn from each other, too.
Shows that universality of our faith.
Yes.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, one of the workshops last year was sort of about that. The title was Using Student Travel, Exchange Programs and Field Trips to Help Your Students Cross Borders. Huh. And it was a workshop about how travel provides innumerable learning benefits to students, and it helps them to develop a broader global view and increase their empathy towards others.
Interesting.
Yeah, the theme for last year's convocation was crossing borders of every sort. So much of the programming was aligned with our theme, and that theme comes from the constitutions of the Congregation of Holy Cross, where it's written that our mission brings us to cross borders of every sort. So it's a great opportunity. You know, these aren't just kind of random ideas that we put together once a year, but we're always kind of, you know, informed by these documents, mm-hmm. which are central to Holy Cross. Yeah.
It's in February next year, is that right?
It is. It's the 23rd through the 25th.
Of February 2026.
Okay. Here at St. Edward's University. And the theme is Seasons of Hope, Past, Present, and Future.
Oh, man. How timely is that?
Necessary.
Yeah. So are you responsible for the theme, Dr. Bausch?
We have a committee.
Okay.
We have within the Institute, we have multiple committees, but we have a committee that's dedicated to convocation planning and design. Mm-hmm. And so it was really through a rich spirit-led discussion of that group. And we meet on Zoom because we're all over the country.
Sure.
But it just kind of percolated up. Mm. And, you know, when we had it, we knew that was it.
And so can you give us a little teaser on maybe some of the speakers that are coming? Have you got folks locked in yet?
We do.
Okay.
It's still a work in progress.
Sure.
But the theme, Seasons of Hope, Past, Present, Future. Past refers to, as I mentioned, we have our own anniversary to celebrate. Mm-hmm. We're 20 years. And so one of the giants of Holy Cross in terms of our history and really a deep understanding of Holy Cross spirituality is Brother Joel, Brother Joel Gialanza. Mm. And so he is actually a past executive director of the Institute.
Oh, wow.
And so he's coming back, and he'll be delivering the first keynote, and he'll help us to reflect on. It's not simply a retrospective of the past, you know, the past 20 years or even before that. But, you know, what he's really got an eye on is how did his mind and heart and soul, how did those all work together? And so he'll probably help us understand how, you know, certain things about Father Moreau are there, still alive in the work that we do and informing us. Mm-hmm. So we look forward to Brother Joel, and we're lining up some other speakers too. It's going to be great. We're going to have some international speakers.
Wonderful.
People who will be coming from, as we mentioned already, around the world. So their voices will be prominent. And it's going to be great.
And we were lucky to get a teaser just yesterday from Brother Joel about, you know, what he's going to speak on this year, because we host something called Subversive Spirituality here on campus, where educators can come and literally be fed, because we always cater it. It's sort of a lunch and reflection instead of a lunch and learn. It's a time for them to come and be fed spiritually. We had the honor of having Brother Joel here to facilitate it, actually, yesterday.
Wow.
And so, you know, they come away reflecting on their role and how they can influence their students on campus in a holistic way.
Subversive Spirituality. I love the name of that. That's interesting. We could probably do a whole show about just that, but that's good. And I'll tell you what, sister, you're on your way home. I'm just going to say that out loud. You are on your way home to the church, and we're going to keep praying for you, because I know that day is coming. That day is coming where I'm going to get a phone call from you, and you're going to say, hey, I'm entering OCIA.
Well, it's funny that you say that because the person, one of my references for this job is Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And from a previous place where I worked, and just a beautiful soul. She's the director of health services on another campus where I came from. And I always joke with her that Catholic conversion camp is going great because she was my reference for here. And actually, Dr. Balch, I haven't told you this, but I did look up the process for converting recently.
I'm telling you.
I didn't tell you that.
Yeah. Keep scratching that itch and you'll be coming home. So the other thing I noticed on your website is about this pilgrimage that you've got coming up. There's a lot of folks that are listeners, you know, that maybe don't know that much about Brother Moreau or St. André Bassett. So I guess maybe the other question or better question is, why go to Montreal, Canada? Why would a bunch of folks from Central Texas want to go to Montreal, Canada?
Fair enough. Good question. And the short answer is Brother André, mm-hmm. Saint Brother André. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Holy Cross has been going strong for 200 years. In addition to Father Moreau, there have been so many remarkable women and men, holy women and men. And several of them are in the process, either they're servant of God or they're blessed like Father Moreau or venerable. They're in that process towards sainthood, but only Brother André Bassett has been canonized. He was canonized in 2010. And so his story is really, truly remarkable. He was a simple person who, because of tragedy in his childhood, both his parents died when he was quite young. He really had to struggle into adulthood, and he didn't get much schooling. He was not well schooled in the academic sense. His mother, before she died, helped him to create a profound connection to Saint Joseph, a strong connection to Saint Joseph, and Saint Joseph and Brother André, their communication and their communion is simply remarkable. Okay, it's a story of a lifetime. Okay. Interestingly, here we get back to God's providence and these coincidences that aren't coincidences. Who is the patron saint of Canada? Saint Joseph. Okay. When you get to Holy Cross, okay, where we focus, okay, and we learn in terms of the history of Holy Cross and in the beginning, it started with the brothers. Okay. It started with the brothers, and they were originally the brothers of Saint Joseph, and they were consecrated to Joseph, to Saint Joseph. In time, it was just a matter of a decade or two, there was a kind of amalgamation in that, you know, from that Holy Cross emerged with the brothers and the priests and the sisters. But in the very beginning, the first foundation was there with the brothers and Saint Joseph. So lest I digress, I want to bring the focus back on Brother André and say, so here is this fella who those who knew saw a saint, even when he was in his early 20s and struggling to find work. But because of his prayer, his sanctity, he was recommended to Holy Cross. He was accepted. When they really looked closely at him, they said, you know, you really can't do a whole lot for us. But you can be by the door. Open it and welcome people when they come to the school that we have in Montreal. And he said, if that's my job, I'll take it. I will not only take it, I will embrace it. And he was just a remarkable presence for those who were coming. And that's why for Holy Cross, hospitality is such a huge thing. That's why we always lead with hospitality. Brother André, though, when he had all this contact with people, and it was holy contact because he was a saintly soul, okay? Some of them were not well. Some of them had disabilities. Some of them had incurable illnesses. And through his work, the intercessions of Saint Joseph, our Lord Jesus Christ, God the Father, people got better. People were cured. And word spread.
Yeah.
And that really became the story of his life. Mm-hmm. If you go today to the church that he really helped to build at St. Joseph's Oratory, that's mm-hmm. the largest church to St. Joseph mm-hmm. anywhere, one thing that you see is just thousands and thousands of crutches, okay, mm-hmm. from people who were healed by Brother Andre over his mm-hmm. lifetime. And he lived to be quite old. He always maintained his sanctity, his simplicity, his good spirit and his good cheer. And when he passed, at his funeral, the wake, the funeral, more than a million people came. It was truly incredible. Yeah, when he passed in the 1930s in Montreal, mm-hmm. he was arguably probably the single best known person in Montreal,
in all of Canada.
Wow. Yeah, it was an international thing. So. Mm. And so then we know as Catholics how the process goes, and it's a period of research and his cause is postulated. And so he was made a saint in 2010. That is the magnet. That is the draw to Canada. And as I said, he throughout his lifetime, this was over decades, he was committed to building a church for St. Joseph. And it began with him from the high school where he worked at the door, looking across the street in the woods and going and putting a statue of St. Joseph up in the tree so that people could go there and pray quietly and in a place of nature. It was that simple at the beginnings. Huh. And if you were to see it today, well, I think you've seen it on the flyers. Yeah. It is a whole complex, and the basilica is magnificent. But the story is amazing because it was really over decades of his own lifetime and then subsequently that the building of a cathedral. It just emerged, you know, through the efforts of so many over mm-hmm. a long time.
So obviously the oratory is one of the places that you'll stop on this pilgrimage. Can you kind of give us like a timeline, how many days it is and some of the particular
sure.
locations that you're going to go?
Yeah. So we'll spend our first day and then our third day. We have three total days in mm-hmm. Montreal. So the first day and the third day will be at the oratory. The first day will be a tour, getting to come into contact with the spiritual legacy that's there. And we'll celebrate Mass together at the crypt or tomb, and it will be really special. And then the third day we'll be back there too and just do a little bit more around the grounds, like the Stations of the Cross, for example, mm-hmm. just beautiful. They're artists, you know, mm-hmm. have created these, and it's a garden. It's a whole garden that you can spend more than an hour walking through mm-hmm. and praying. So we'll do that sort of thing. And then Montreal is remarkable because beyond St. Joseph's Oratory, there are several really beautiful and large Catholic churches mm-hmm. In Montreal that you can walk to. So we'll spend the second day just walking from church to church, and we'll have Mass
together. St. Philip Neri style, right?
That's right. Exactly, yeah. And also St. Kateri Tekakwitha, yeah. Her burial is outside Montreal.
Okay.
So we'll visit there on the second day too.
Wow.
So it will be a wonderfully Catholic experience for these Holy Cross educators. Mm. And we have friends coming from California, from Indiana, from here in Texas. So when the group gathers in Montreal, it will be a really rich and diverse group.
And is it oriented then on the Holy Cross educators, or is it open to just anybody?
It is open. Yeah,
okay.
It is open. Yeah. We really started, this is the first one. There will be more.
That's great.
We believe in God's providence, there will be more. But it was really in response to, because I travel to all our schools, mm-hmm. I talk to folks and I say, what more do you need? What else can we do for you? And what I was hearing was, we would love to make pilgrimages to Montreal and also to France, to the Holy Cross mm-hmm. Sites in France. I said, it's really hard if you're at a single high school to pull all that together.
Sure.
But, you know, could you sort of do it collectively? And I said, well, let me work on that. And here we are.
Wow.
Okay. So that's the idea, is that we invite especially all those Holy Cross schools, the 25 in the mm-hmm. U.S., who we are committed to serving. This is another way that we are serving them.
Yeah. Yeah. And what are the dates for this pilgrimage? Have you got that nailed down yet?
Oh, yeah. This one is October. We travel on the 22nd.
Okay.
And it's through the 26th.
Wow.
So it's a Wednesday through a Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah. It's manageable.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. And if folks want to find out more about the pilgrimage, where can they go?
To our website. I think that would probably be an easy, simple place for them to go.
So you can register at versoministries.com. That's VERSOministries.com/Holy-Cross-Institute-Canada.
And for everybody who did not get a chance to write all that down, don't worry. That's okay. We're going to make sure and get it linked in the show notes. And we'll see about cross-posting that as well on our social media outlets so that those of y'all that want to make this trip can do so.
And I'll simply add that as word has been spreading about this, I have been contacted by folks like your listeners mm-hmm. who live here in Central Texas, and they have a desire to go to Montreal and to connect with all that's there in terms of our Catholic heritage and especially mm-hmm. Brother Andre. And we would love to offer that to a group mm-hmm. that includes your listeners. So
okay.
This is something that it makes perfect sense. And as I said, we would love to do it.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll have to do is when you guys get back, we'll bring you back on the air and we can talk all about your experiences and the pilgrimage. And we've been fortunate enough to make three pilgrimages to the Holy Land. And they are always such remarkable spiritual opportunities. I know that the folks that attend this pilgrimage with you guys will get tremendous benefit out of it. The more that I have learned about St. Andres, the more I have just really kind of been enthralled with who he is. This is remarkable about all of our saints, but just the way the Lord worked through his life, and he was happy just doing, like you said, hey, if that's the job you want me to do, I'm going to do it. He had no great, really, ambitions other than to grow closer to the Lord and St. Joseph. It's just an incredible, incredible journey and remarkable man.
And a great role model, especially for students. And I tell my students all the time, I have interns, how you do one thing is how you do everything.
Yeah.
You know, I've had jobs where I cleaned toilets and picked up trash and dusted and did all sorts of things, especially in the military too.
Mm-hmm.
And I did all of those with excellence, with care. And, you know, it really is just a great leadership lesson too, beyond the faith of just be excellent in everything mm-hmm. that you do, take care in everything that you do. The hospitality aspect, of course, being a Texan, Southern mm-hmm. hospitality mm-hmm. is a huge thing here. And growing up in Central Texas in a small town, even bigger thing.
Yep.
And so we just welcome all people into this space, and just like he did. He mm-hmm. welcomed all people into that space.
Remarkable.
Yeah. One thing that I learned, last year I went to Montreal and I reread his biography.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I learned, it really struck me, was how much he created community in everything that he did. You know, and it was amazing because to build the church that was built, I'm sure it was built on a lot of prayer, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of faith. But the truth is, he brought together so many people from Montreal who were drawn to him, but they were also very practical in terms of helping him and helping find ways to get this church built. After he worked all day at the oratory, he would typically go out at night to homes so he could visit people who were sick and couldn't come to him.
Wow.
And he had friends who would drive him because he didn't drive.
Mm.
So he had, you know, that is the really remarkable thing. And I mean, we tend sometimes to think of saints as these solitary figures who we put up on a pedestal and, you know, but the truth is in his story, it's a wonderful story about community and about how so many people got engaged to kind of be part of his vision, part of his life's work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't just him.
Yeah. Amen. We've got a couple minutes here left. Any parting comments that you'd like to make, Dr. Bouch? Well, let's start with how folks can find out more about maybe the university and specifically the institute here as well?
I think that's a great place to begin here. Yeah, St. Edward's University was literally founded by Holy Cross. Mm-hmm. It was not long after the congregation began its work in France. And I mean, really, we're talking about just a matter of a few decades, mm-hmm. that a Holy Cross priest, Father Edward Sorin, traveled to Texas and stood on this hilltop and saw nothing but ranch land, and decided that this would be an auspicious place, a blessed place, mm-hmm. For Catholic education. And here he would start a Holy Cross school.
Yeah, yeah.
So we are celebrating our 140th anniversary at St. Edward's University. We can count back to that moment when Father Sorin was here to start it. But what we're really so moved by is the story. Mm-hmm. It's the story of what we say for our 140th is we're rooted in resilience,
That's
which is so Holy Cross.
Yeah.
And we've had some challenging times here, but we've had so many spectacular times, mm-hmm. largely in terms of what our students have experienced here, the transformative education and the way that they have graduated and gone on to make an impact in the world. And as we've said already, you know, make that pathway to heaven clearer and surer. So St. Edward's is a great school.
Yeah.
It is a fabulous Catholic school, Holy Cross school. Yeah.
And once you get into the St. Edward's website, you can look up Holy Cross Institute, and it'll take you right here. And you can find out more about the Institute here on the campus and all the great and wonderful things that you guys are doing here. We appreciate your time the last couple weeks, and appreciate all the information, and wish you safe travels and good luck with the pilgrimage. And I'm serious, when you guys get back, we'll get you back on the air and we'll talk more about how that experience was for you, and where it's taking, where it's leading you, what's the next step, because that's, for me, that's the pilgrimage is kind of a launch point. Pilgrimage has always been a launch point for, was the launch point for us when we started this Catholic radio journey. And so that's a story for another time. But thank you all very much, and good luck, and God bless. And folks, remember to put on the armor of God.